Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. All praise be to Allah, the most merciful and the most glorious. Blessings of Allah be upon our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his family and followers. When you forget something, it is from shaitan, particularly if it is good. And for increasing one's memory, we have to cut out the unnecessary things from our life. Example, we may cut out the late night chatting or late night movies. As a result, we may have a good focus in our prayer. On the contrary, if we are having movies at late night, those thoughts will be there throughout our night, and it will be there when we are praying Fajr, and we may even miss Fajr if it is too late and we will be sleep through and we will miss our Fajr. So we need not to do those unnecessary things. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, one of the signs of a good Muslim is he leaves things which are not his or her concern. We need not think or talk about others' life. Instead, we can focus on our life, which will improve our memory. I would like to share a poem which I have made on forgetfulness. Forgetfulness, a great sign. I can't eternally love anyone except Allah. People come and people go even in memories. We even forget our parents in duas over the years. If forgetfulness is so strong, I cannot say I can't forget this person. Indeed, everyone forgets everyone, but for a moment, he never forgets Allah. Everything is perishable. What about our memories? Allah remains forever in hearts of a mu'min, and he is the possessor of majesty, unimaginably large rahmah and honor and many good things. May Allah grant us the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and may our hearts always remember Allah. May Allah protect us from forgetfulness to the good things. May Allah always make us remember him and his glorious attributes. Ameen ya rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.